This is The Agenda from News Radio 560, KPQ, and KPQ.com, where topics of local concern are open for discussion.
Now we're going to talk about some interesting educational things here this hour on The Agenda. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dave Bernstein. Coming up in our second half hour, if you've always wanted to gaze into the heavens, the Wenatchee Library, North Central Regional Library, I should say, is launching its new telescope program with a night of stargazing at Mission Ridge. And we're going to be joined by a couple of folks on this program. They're going to soon be able to let you check out a telescope and some materials to learn more about star charts. So we'll talk about that coming up in our second half hour. First, though, we want to welcome from Wenatchee High School, Alex Albert, who is just graduated from Wenatchee High School. Congratulations, Alex.
Thank you.
And Dale Blair, and we are talking about the award-winning, the perennial award-winning Wenatchee High School Sports Medicine Department and program, I should say. And gentlemen, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
Good to be here.
Dale, this young man here is one of your fine students. In fact, all of your students placed in the top 50 in the national competition, and Alex, you were an All-American, placing 15th nationally and a state champion, and congratulations on that. Dale, thanks for bringing him along. He's a senior. He's already graduated.
Yep, I'm out of there.
Yeah. We wanted to talk a little bit about the amazing success of this program, what kids' experience has been like, and Dale, let's start with you here. A lot of the kids, and Alex is an example, he's going to go study engineering, but many of them do continue this pursuit into their education, don't they?
Yes, I've been really blessed. We've had lots of outstanding students over the years, and many of them go on into healthcare. But many of them, like Alex and others, have gone into various other fields. As I look at our distinguished alumni over the year, we've had attorneys, we've had optometrists, physical therapists, teachers, people just go into a variety of fields.
Well, I should give some credit where credit's due. Wenatchee High School sports medicine team just placed third in the large school category and third overall at the American Academic Competition Institute. This is the National High School Sports Medicine Competition Championship, which was just last month. And six Wenatchee students, as I mentioned, earned the large school All-American status, top 25 of the nation. All the kids from the team placed in the top 50. How do you guys do this, Dale?
Well, first of all, I'm blessed with a lot of great kids signing up for our program. We try to make it a real, you know, teamwork kind of thing, kind of a real lot of camaraderie in the program. They really apply themselves and do a great job. You know, we have our state qualifying, which is the Washington Career and Technical Sports Medicine Association, the state competition, and then from there we qualify for nationals.
Alex, how rigorous is this?
Well, I wouldn't say it's rigorous just because the way Mr. Blair teaches it, and I think he teaches it really well. It's super efficient, and we go through the information in a really thorough way that doesn't require a lot of stress. So our program, we're more laid back in a way, even though we have all the success and whatnot. It's something that kids enjoy. It's not like it's stressful or something that you need to do. You just want to do it.
Yeah, he makes learning fun.
Yeah.
Makes learning fun. Well, what drew you to this this program? Like I say, you just graduated. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Class of 2019.
Yep.
And you're going to go study something completely different. But were you in the program all 4 years up at the high school?
So I started my sophomore year.
Okay.
And what initially drew me in was I had a fascination towards medicine. So I have like a history of doctors in my family and whatnot. So I was like, hey, sports medicine has to do with anatomy, physiology, stuff like that. So I decided I'd give it a shot. And throughout the years, I just decided I liked it. And so I kept with it, you know, for 3 years. And then now I kind of see applications in my own life from the knowledge I've gained through sports medicine. So, for example, even though I'm going into engineering, I definitely see ways I can combine what I've learned in sports medicine with engineering So things like developing prosthetic devices or devices that work with humans and their mechanics and that sort of thing. The knowledge that I learned in sports medicine really is going to help me in that field in the future.
And is this similar to things that you've heard from some of your alumni, Dale?
Right. Many of the students, even that go into other fields, they're able to use the knowledge they gained in our program. We teach a lot of unique things. We also go in and talk about customer experience, like kind of customer experience that Disney or Le Schwab or some of the other companies that have outstanding customer service provide. We also go through some of the lean, the Toyota production system type things that Confluence Health uses right now. So a lot of this information they're able to use regardless of the career that they go into.
Got to ask, Dale, how do you get the kids over that that initial shock of you've got Alex and some of the other kids that we'll see maybe a young man is out there hurt on the football field, and they've got to go out there and they've got to remain level-headed. And that youngster is out there in some pain and obviously anguishing, maybe even, dare I say, writhing in pain. They've got to remain level-headed and calm that young player down who's just gotten hurt, took a pretty good lick. How do you get them over that and teach them to help that youngster remain calm in a situation where they're hurt and scared?
Right. We're able to teach this in the classroom, and additionally, the students also have a practicum class, so they actually have two classes. So they have the classroom and the practicum. So we try to talk about those kind of things in the classroom. Then when we go out into the field, they're able to apply those skills in the practicum. We're very fortunate, too. I have a co-teacher and athletic trainer, Larry Howe, who works right beside me. And so the two of us are able to do a lot of work with the students, and we're the ones in charge when we go out on the field and things, so the students know that, so they don't feel the pressure that they have to be taking care of this injury. They're there to help us out, but ultimately we are the ones in charge of taking care of the situation.
Alex, what did you enjoy most about your, well, I guess your 3 years in the program? Was it in the training part of it, or being out there on the mm-hmm. field, or on the what aspect of did you enjoy most?
At the risk of sounding a little corny, like Blair was saying before, it's that sort of camaraderie aspect. Sports medicine started to feel like a family by the end of my career there. I got to know everybody. I got to see them every day, whether it's in the training room or in the classroom or out on the field. It really became a community and like a group I really wanted to be a part of, and I really enjoyed that aspect of it.
Alex, you were we were talking out in the lobby. You were a basketball and tennis player, and learning some of the things you've learned over the last 3 years. Do you think that's you've kind of moved into really enjoying weightlifting? Mm-hmm. Do you have the things you've learned helped you with that training aspect of
sure.
enjoying weightlifting now? Do you think about, hey, I've got to think about this because I've learned this in my sports medicine class?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's funny because as you go over all the muscles in the body and whatnot and the ligaments and everything, you start to learn how different muscles are activated. So you can really target that. If in the case of weightlifting, you can target that with specific movements or specific exercises that can hit different muscles in ways that you wouldn't have thought of before if you didn't know the anatomy and physiology.
Well, so we were talking with Alex Albert, who is a state champion. Are there, let's run down some other names here. Nancy Carr, Alex Albert, Ethan Taylor, Cole Hansen, Ryan Kelly, McKenna White, all placed in the top 25 at the national competition. But our school, Wenatchee High School, is one of many in our, and our state kind of leads the way. Dale, you were mentioning Washington State's become kind of a pioneer. There are about 70 schools in our state that have these programs and kind of leading the way nationally.
Right. We're really fortunate in the state of Washington to have around 70 schools that have career and technical education programs for sports medicine. And I know we're one of the national leaders just around the whole state for having these kind of programs. And of course, we're able to get together for our state conference and competition every year. You know, and this year, I think we had 52 schools of those 70 that actually participated.
So, for instance, we have a physical therapy, I think, might be one field that a student could pursue a career in. What kinds of fields of endeavor is this program maybe a good training for, would you recommend?
Well, probably most specifically people looking at going into medicine or physical therapy, or like myself, becoming a certified athletic trainer. But as I mentioned before, there's people that go on to all other fields in the healthcare realm.
So how many kids are in the program, were in the program this year, during this last academic year at Wenatchee High School?
We had about 120 kids in the program this past year.
Surprising. I didn't realize there were that many. That is a lot of kids. Are they all involved with all of the different athletic teams at Wenatchee High School? How does that all work?
Most all of them are. In the last couple years, we've brought freshmen into the program. And so with some of the freshmen, we give them the option as to whether they do the after-school practicum or not. However, with our other students, they're required to take the practicum.
So what was it like that first day of class in the program, Alex, thinking back to your sophomore year?
Oh,
what am I getting into here?
Yeah, well, there's a little bit of that. There's a little bit of excitement as well. I mean, from day one, I could tell Blair was super enthusiastic about this subject, and it showed. So you could feel that energy kind of coming from him, and it got you excited as well. You were you wanted to be in that classroom, like I said before. So that was the day one experience for me.
You're going to miss it.
I am going to miss it, yeah.
Well, I can tell. We're talking with Dale Blair, who heads the sports medicine program for Wenatchee High School. Years ago, you were at Wenatchee Valley Clinic when this whole thing got started. How did it all get initiated at the district?
Well, I started in 1984 at the Wenatchee Valley Clinic, and I was the only certified athletic trainer in North Central Washington. So at the time, I was covering all the schools, Wenatchee, Eastmont, Wenatchee Valley College, and all over the place. And then the Wenatchee School District was looking to start a sports medicine program back in 92. And so that was 27 years ago. I made the move from the Wenatchee Valley Clinic to Wenatchee High School to get this program started.
Wow. So how many kids? I mean, it'd probably be hard to count, but you've got 120 in the program just this last year. So we're up into the thousands, I guess.
Yeah, we're definitely into the thousands by now, yes.
So is there a limit on how many kids can be in the program? Is it a class you take? How do you limit that, or how do you get signed up?
Well, we have, I teach four sections, and my co-teacher, Larry Howe, teaches two sections. So as many people as we can get into those six sections is kind of our limit.
Well, so what would be your best word of advice to students who might be interested in this, Alex?
Oh, man, my best advice. Well, first off, I'd say get involved. So show up to the athletic training room, you know, observe people, the people that happen to be maybe higher up in the years, so they're in year two or three or whatever it may be. Watch them, kind of learn what they're doing. Along those lines, I'd say really just try to get a fascination for the subject itself as well. Become like a student of it, in that you want to learn what's going on with your body. I mean, it is interesting to realize all these complicated mechanisms and whatnot is happening just within yourself every day. So I think that's some parting advice that I'd leave to them.
And your plans in the future here?
So next year, this fall, I guess, I am going to UW, and I am in the School of Engineering. So, yeah, that's my plans for the future right now.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank
you. Maybe designing prosthetics, right, or something that somehow maybe putting to use,
mm-hmm,
things you learned at Wenatchee High School from Dale Blair and the program, and all with this great program. So what are your plans for the future, Dale? How many more years do you plan to keep running this award-winning program?
Well, I'm probably looking at probably about three more years of teaching in the program.
All right. Well, it's been so successful. Keep up the good work, And again, congratulations. Again, Alex Albert here with us, but also Nancy Carr, Ethan Taylor, Cole Hansen, Ryan Kelly, McKenna White, all placing in the top 25 at the national competition. Alex was a state champ, and there were, all of the kids on the program all placed in the top 50 nationally. So plenty of congratulations to go around. Thank you both for being here, and wish you all another successful year ahead. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Okay, so stargazing program coming up to help kick off the telescope checkout program that's at the North Central Regional Library. That's next on The Agenda.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560, KPQ, KPQ.com, and streaming on Alexa or the KPQ mobile app.
All right, thanks for joining us here in our second half of the hour. The North Central Regional Library is going to help you do a little stargazing at Mission Ridge Ski and Board Resort coming up this Friday, and to talk a little bit more about the kickoff to the telescope program, we welcome Heather Inchowski. Heather, I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
I apologize. I even wrote it down. She's the STEM Services Manager for the North Central Regional Library. And Jack Day, who is an astronomer, big hobby. He's actually very busy full-time up at Confluence Health. But thanks for taking a little time out here for the noon hour. Sneak on over here and tell us about this. So, Jack, welcome to the program. Heather, this is a sounds like a great program. We wanted to let folks know because everyone loves looking up into the sky, and this program, and we'll learn a little bit more about how this came to be, is coming up this Friday night, and so soon we'll be able to check out telescopes and learn a little bit more. So tell us about the program.
Yeah, so in memory of Peter Lind, who was active in the local astronomy group, performing outreach at schools and in the community, NCRL was donating money to purchase 3 user-friendly telescopes. And we want these telescopes to be used to explore some of the sciences that we can have outside. So we are going to be having a program at Mission Ridge this coming Friday to learn about how to use these telescopes and what we can find in the sky. They're not available to be checked out yet, but in the fall, we're going to start checking out these telescopes. We're going to disperse them throughout NCRL's system. We have 30 branches, and so you won't be able to find them at all of the branches, but we'll put them at 5 separate branches, and they'll be locally owned, so you'll be able to show up at a branch, check out a telescope, and bring it back a week later. I don't have all the details yet for that, but you will need to be 18 or older or have a parent or guardian to sign that away so you can take the telescope. And I'll turn it over now to Jack so he can talk about what we might expect to see up at Mission Ridge this Friday.
Yeah, so Friday night, it's hopefully not, it's not going to be too cloudy or anything like that, but we'll be able to do a little bit of basic stargazing.
Yeah, the weather right now is looking favorable, so we're quite excited about that. Oftentimes we plan these events, but you can't plan the weather you're going to get with them, so that's exciting. Also, in July, coming up here is the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 landing. And since we're going to have nearly a full moon, and while normally a full moon would not be an ideal time to go out and look through a telescope, it presents us with kind of a rare opportunity to take a look at the moon that evening and show people exactly where is the Sea of Tranquility that we hear about where Apollo 11 landed. So we'll have an opportunity to show them on a lunar map where it's at, and then they'll be able to look through the telescope and at that actual area of the moon.
I was 10 years old when that happened. It was just a few days after my 10th birthday, and I know exactly where I was. We won't go into that, but let's talk about Friday night up at Mission Ridge. Where do we go? Just and what time do we need to get up to enjoy this program?
So the program starts at 8 o'clock in the evening. And we would recommend, you know, showing up a few minutes before that so you can find a place to park. We're going to have the lending telescopes. Right now there are currently 3 of them. We have a couple additional telescopes that were sponsored by Table Mountain Star Party, which is a local event also that promotes astronomy. They're going to add a couple scopes to our program as well, so that will bring the total up to at least 5 of the telescopes. And as we mentioned earlier, as Heather said, we have, I think, 30 branches. Was that right?
Yep, 30 branches, and those five will be dispersed throughout.
So that's kind of where our starting point is. So on Friday night, the goal is to set the telescopes up, let the community see them, use them a little bit, hopefully get some pictures of them and people using them, and be able to get some excitement going around the idea of local astronomy in our communities. And then over the course of the summer, as we finalize the details of the program, coming up with basically a kit that people can check out. It would include the telescope, maybe a couple books introducing astronomy concepts and how to use the telescope, as well as some star charts and additional events throughout the year that people can come and attend as well.
So this is a great introduction. So if you eventually wanted to check one of these telescopes out, you've already had a chance to kind of see it in action, maybe kind of try it, even get some instruction on how to use it. And that's what really kind of Friday night's all about.
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it. It's really a chance for us to see how well do they work, to make sure that the ideas and stuff that we have about how this program should look will actually translate to the community and make sure that we set people up for success. A lot of people, you get a telescope at Christmas and you're so excited, you run outside and you set the telescope up, and then what? You kind of sit there with a blank look, like, I don't know where to point the telescope. I don't even know which end of the telescope is up. So this will give us an opportunity to kind of work with people, find out what questions they might have so that we can make sure the documentation that we provide with the telescopes might answer some of those questions in advance instead of learning on the go.
Yeah, they can seem to be a little intimidating. I remember getting one and then not really using it. I was in that boat. So that's what this is all about.
We will have programs at other locations. And it's not all going to be in Wenatchee. So people who maybe can't get down to Wenatchee can learn how to use the telescopes somewhere else. We haven't announced where we're going to have those programs yet or when, but that is in the works.
So stay tuned. And what a wonderful, for folks that didn't know, Pete Lindy had kind of a computer repair, and he kind of sold this kind of equipment and stuff like that. So his widow is just saying, let's keep his love of astronomy going and help out the community. What a wonderful gift.
Yeah, we really enjoyed it. We did a lot of outreach, Pete and I did, and so anytime we lose a member of our community like Pete and others that help with things like this, the community kind of is at a loss. So fortunately, we get new members from time to time, and there's a little bit of excitement right now, so this is a great time to kind of rekindle that fire. People maybe have attended outreach events that we've done after Apple Sox games in the past or at Omi Gardens. And so we haven't been doing those as much recently. And so this is exciting that we're going to be able to start doing those again.
Well, thanks to Roseanne Lind for the donation to honor her late husband, Pete, and his passion for astronomy and education. Of course, Heather Ichowski is here because you're the STEM Services Manager, and that's what this is all about, science, technology, and engineering, and math, and all of that. So this program, what a neat thing. You could check out a book at the library and other materials. Why not check out a telescope? Is this done elsewhere? I don't think I've ever heard of this before.
I have heard of other branches checking out telescopes. Actually, after we were donated the money to buy them, I did do some research to find out how to write up some kind of protocol for when I check out the telescope. So I've been doing that. We've been trying to increase other things that we check out, like the nature backpacks, where people can come and grab a backpack and it has binoculars in it, and they can go out and go to a park and look for birds or observe what they are finding.
Yeah, so again, if some of those things are maybe a little bit out of reach for your budget, the library can provide these things for you. So again, the checkout program is a few months down the road. You're still kind of putting all of the program really together.
Yeah, we are getting our kits ready, ordering the books that we need to put into the kits, and we want to get a couple of these programs done this summer where people can look at the telescopes and look at the sky through the telescopes. And then in the fall, we will probably have another event, and then they'll be ready to be checked out, and those branches will be announced later on this summer.
So, Jack, your hobby or one of the things you like to do, of course, is astronomy. You'd mentioned looking at the moon when it's a full moon is not actually the optimal astronomical conditions? Is it because there's too much light coming back in? What's the reason behind that?
Well, a couple of things. When the sun is shining directly at the surface of the moon, so when it's full, you don't see much in the way of shadows. And so the shadows help us better see things like craters and the mountains on the moon. So some of those features are almost invisible when the moon is getting close to full. However, it also, at the same time, as being that bright, it obscures other objects in the night sky that we would typically want to look at. So even though this is not maybe the perfect night, in many ways, that's perfect because we want people up at the event to be able to look at the telescopes. This is more about introducing the telescopes, and also we get a chance to look at the moon and hopefully view Jupiter as well, and maybe a few other things as well. But this is more about, you know, partly being safe up at the ridge. You know, we don't want somebody to get hurt and trip over something. So, you know, eventually we'll have some of these star parties, star gatherings, viewing, stargazing sessions, where we'll do it in really dark locations. But for a big group activity like this, having a little extra light is probably not a bad thing.
Okay. So, let's take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about another event with the North Central Regional Library as well here in just a moment. And, again, get you all the particulars again for the stargazing as well coming up this Friday night. It's an interesting program that's coming up. Soon this fall you'll be able to check out a telescope and resource materials to do a little stargazing. How about that? We're talking on the agenda. News Radio 560 KPQ.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ, KPQ.com, and streaming on Alexa or the KPQ mobile app.
Okay, so it's Father's Day weekend, and that's the point that I make. Father's Day is not just Father's Day. Dad gets a whole weekend. We could start it off on Friday night with actually some really fun things. Before we touch on what's happening up at Mission Ridge, because actually several things kind of going on up there as well, but from the North Central Regional Library, the STEM Services Manager, Heather Inchauskas, there's also one other event I know that Heather wanted to let you share some information about as well coming up this weekend.
Yeah, so NCRL, Pinnacles Prep, GWADA, and the City of Wenatchee is partnering to bring a pop-up maker space to South Wenatchee on Father's Day. So June 16th from 2 to 4, if you come to the community center, there will be a free event that includes art, sewing, birdhouse making. We'll do a Lego make and take, and we'll have virtual reality for people 13 and older to try. We're going to have some robotics to play with, and we also will do some demonstration on our laser cutter that NCRL just purchased.
Cool, cool. Fun things, and bring the whole family for that. And, of course, on Friday night, we've been talking about the stargazing event, which is a kind of a big kickoff and introduction to this fall's checkout program for telescopes. Jack Day is here as well. And in addition to the telescopes that eventually will be available for checkout, along with other resource materials through the North Central Regional Library. Jack, some of your friends that have some of the big fancy telescopes, so you can really see where you can take this this hobby. Some of your friends are going to bring some of their big fancy telescopes as well, so that'll be fun to maybe take a peek through.
Yeah, that's right. We want to make sure that everybody has a chance to look through a telescope. And so we're going to bring up enough telescopes to make sure that everybody, you know, kids to adults, have a telescope that they can look through, and also ones that are safe for them to look through. You know, getting up on ladders and stools in the dark is sometimes, you know, people can slip and trip, and that's never good. We don't want anybody to get, like I said earlier, to get hurt during this event. So we're going to make sure we have some telescopes that are appropriate for all ages, and also to give people an idea of what is available and give some ideas of what, you know, people might be interested in the future.
And not only that, you can come up and enjoy kind of the astronomy aspect of this. There'll also be Washington State University WSU officials on hand to take you on a little bit of a night hike as well. So you've got a kind of a full evening planned. All of this up at Mission Ridge, right there from the parking lot and the Mission Ridge Resort. And you can grab an adult beverage as well. So you've got a whole little evening plan. Tell us about the night hikes.
Yeah. So Seth and Andrew, they are from WSU 4-H Extension, and they are going to be coming up and leading a couple night hikes during the stargazing activity. So you can go look at the stars through the telescopes or the moon, and then you can sign up for one of the three or four night hikes that we will be doing throughout the evening. If you also want to bring blankets or chairs, the parking lot is available to sit in and stargaze on your own, and drinks are not allowed in the parking lot, obviously, though. So
they have a bar.
They have a bar. So on the porch and in the bar, you can grab a drink from Mission Ridge.
Do you need like a headlamp for the night hikes?
Headlamps will be provided by WSU, but it's also really fun to turn those off and try to use the light from the stars and the moon to hike.
There you go. Jack, again, if you're going to come up and enjoy the stargazing night up at Mission Ridge this Friday evening, June the 14th, what's the best time to get up there?
So my recommendation, we're going to start the programming about 8 o'clock in the evening, so probably getting up there by about 7:30 to 7:45 would be great, so you can find a place to park and then have time to walk up to the lodge and maybe grab something to drink. One other thing I would like to remind people is, even though it's very hot down here in the valley, it can be much cooler. The climate up at 4,000 feet is colder. So even though it's warm down here in the city, make sure you dress appropriately to bring some warm clothes or maybe a jacket or something with you.
Well, thank goodness for that. It's going to be awfully warm tomorrow, a little more reasonable by Friday, and be nice and refreshingly cool up there on Friday evening. Sounds like a great evening planned. And again, hang in there. Dates will be announced when you can eventually check out some of these telescopes, but come give them a try Friday night up at Mission Ridge. Jack?
And the one other thing that I have found, so I do a lot of astronomy in the evening, and one of the things I found, in order to enjoy it the most, a lot of times insects can be a little bit of a nuisance. So certainly probably there will be mosquitoes and other biting critters out and about. So maybe in addition to your chair and your blanket, maybe a little bug spray.
All righty. Good tip there. Word to the wise. Real quickly.
Yeah. I just wanted to remind people that the parking lot will not be open for camping after the event. So the event ends at 11, and that's when they'll close the gates for Mission Ridge. So you'll get stuck if you stay there after that time.
Well, thanks for our guests joining us. Heather Hinchauskas, who is the STEM Services Manager for the North Central Regional Library, and local astronomer Jack Day, our guest today on the agenda. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks.